Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
Go.
Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast. This is episode 71. You know, last week we didn't say what the number was, but we recorded that earlier for that presentation.
Like a month in advance.
Yeah, I know.
6 weeks or something.
But we're actually recording this one 2 weeks early too. We're actually getting smart about this. We will hopefully we won't miss an episode here coming up. Well, and Bill's like shaking his head, going, "It's going to happen."
No, we've done this before.
All right. Before we get in our topic, anybody got anything to talk about this week? Anything new, exciting?
I did not go to a concert this past week.
Bill didn't go to a concert. What the hell?
Or to see anybody. No.
I went and saw, and I did sound for the band that Bill saw in concert last weekend or the weekend before.
Right. Yeah, talk about that.
Jason Lee McKinney Band did a concert for a private event here in Evansville, and we tore it up, y'all.
Hey, where was that? Anyway, I seen like racks of like car parts and
it was,
oil
it
and
was
shit.
It was at an automotive warehouse. They started up an automotive parts hall of fame. You know, right. People who've been in the industry for a long time.
Wow. All right.
But that's what that was. That was the inaugural event. They had Jason Lee McKinney Band as the entertainment. Right. Mike Blake from Channel 14 here in Evansville.
I seen the picture.
MC. And then they had a kid. It was a kid band. I would say they were between 10 and 12 years old. You know, it was their first time playing.
Right.
You know, and for the first time those kids played, never playing in front of a crowd before, they did a really good job.
That's now, cool. Did you do the sound for them, too?
I did sound for them as
did
well.
You turn them down a little bit so they didn't get the same volume? Did you treat them like an opening band? Did you only give them one light?
They kind of did get treated like an opening band because the interface on the mixer only has so many inputs, and you don't have time to tear one down and set the other one up. So,
all right, you little bitches, you get one mic. That's it.
That is dead on, dude. That is dead on. You know, we got the keyboard player, we got his amp volume, and the guitar player's amp volume, you know, where they were equal. And then when we sound checked, I could get the singer's volume matched up.
Right.
But, I mean, it wasn't a big room. They didn't need a lot of volume. Right.
You can probably play it without a PA. You know, just turn your amp up. And it's like, okay, you little kids, you're going to have to play hard. You know, the drummer boy.
But the kids did a really good job.
That's good. And what kind of music did they play?
They did covers. It was, you know, one of the songs I remember they did was Seven Nation Army. The other songs were, you know, younger kid songs that I didn't recognize. I wasn't familiar with. But
weren't doing classic rock or anything like that, then.
Well, Seven Nation Army is the closest you get to classic rock. But what was really cool was at the end of Seven Nation Army, the guitar player played the wrong part.
Right.
But, you know, it was the guitar player and the keyboard player were the only one playing musically. So the keyboard player kind of looked at the kid, got his attention, and walked him through playing out of it slow. So, you know, they recovered a train wreck really well. I was really impressed with them.
That's pretty cool.
And what was really cool about it was those kids are all taking music lessons from local guys here in Evansville. So all of their teachers were there, and it was guys I hadn't seen in a couple of years. So I got to talk to all of those guys. That was really cool, too.
So was this band, were they related, I guess, to the people that owned this place? Or
no.
That's how they got...
I don't know how they got the gig.
Huh. That's interesting. I figured it'd be
I think somebody works with, you know, somebody in
somebody
the kid band's
somebody.
Family knows somebody that was part of that and asked if they could do that.
That's cool, though.
But, all in all, it was a really good event. They had a really good turnout.
Jason do a good job, of course. I mean, I'm sure he always does, but, awesome.
I was really impressed when I went. I really was. I mean, they sounded really good, and they were tight, and it was good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I want to go again.
Did you guys see the, speaking of little kids, did you see the Steel Panther thing this week where they got the kid playing the Hot for Teacher, 10-year-old kid. They got up on stage. The kid absolutely tore it up. I mean, it couldn't have been any better. You think, you know, Alex Van Halen was back here on the drums. And the funny thing was, you know, afterwards, he's like, of course, you know, they're not going to treat this kid like with any kid gloves whatsoever. It's like going, you know what? He brings the kid out. He goes, look at all. He says, you pick any one of these girls out right here. You can fuck them. He's like, well, get this kid a backstage pass and some pussy. I'm like, I mean, but you know, the kid just told, I mean, he had every nuance, every little thing. And we've seen that quite a bit lately.
That's
with
cool.
The band bringing kids up on stage.
To say, you know, they're trying to one up Green Day. Speaking of Green Day, in Las Vegas, the girl that they pulled up on stage is from, Evansville. Her dad owns Chom's Pizzeria. So, Scott, you owe me a free pizza for pimping your store.
Damn, I need to get some friends. I gotta start pimping some first free food.
Mm-hmm. Well, do yourself a favor and don't be hanging out with Green Day. That band is one of those bands that can just fall off the planet tomorrow. Right. We need to do a show. We need to do a show.
Billy Joe, would you like to come on the show?
I don't want that bastard on the show.
Bands could fall off the planet?
Which bands could fall off the planet?
That would be an upcoming topic.
And why? And why do you think they? And why? Write that down. I got to write that shit down.
That'll be our next show after our next guest that we have.
After our next show on the next show.
Yeah,
we'll do that. Don't forget again.
No, I'm writing it down.
Writing it down. We're old.
I got it. My handy-dandy notebook.
Also, real quick, though, I wanted to mention, we talked about this a little bit earlier.
We talked about it before we started recording.
Right, before we started recording. Alice Cooper is going on tour. It's Australia, New Zealand, or some other he's going to be
somewhere else.
But Ace Frehley is going to be opening for him, which I thought was kind of cool. So that would be I'd line up for that one.
I really thought Ace Frehley opened up for Alice Cooper in the 80s. Maybe
supposedly what I read earlier.
Maybe he opened up for Aerosmith or something. I don't know. Somebody will correct me.
Oh, and make it a real quick correction. We never got anybody to correct us, actually, from the last our Sexcapades episode. It may have scared people off. I don't know how many people watched that episode. But I mentioned that Gene was a Two Journey song guy. I was wrong. It actually is one Foreigner song and a Steve Perry song.
I guess Dennis had to go back and do
follow-up. Oh, Dennis. Oh, Dennis.
Anyway, it was,
the amazing thing was, I think the Foreigner song was Waiting for a Girl Like You, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was a ballad. Yeah. I think it was. It just,
and then after that,
that
it
is
was
so, that is so cliche. God, what has he got on it?
Yeah.
Let's put on some Love Jams on the.
You should have put Little River Band's greatest hits. That's right there. That's the makeout tape of the 80s. You know?
Hi, I am Gene Simmons.
Where's my Nora Jones at?
Kiss.
I am. You got to do this too as you do that. So.
God, that's. Just,
Gene, would you like to come on our show?
Nay, don't laugh too much. My friend Trent in Oklahoma.
Right.
That I'm going to hang out with at Rocklahoma. He got Gene on his podcast.
You almost said hook up, which was going to scare me. You're like, dude, I'm going to hook up with in Oklahoma. Yeah.
I know about a girl.
What happens
at
Rocklahoma stays at Rocklahoma.
All right. You guys ready to get this thing started?
Are
you going to bring up the Alan, the Jazz Fuse guitarist?
Oh, yeah. Alan Holdsworth. He was a fusion jazz guitar player. I looked him up. I was like going, I couldn't remember who he really didn't play with anybody. He did some his own solo stuff, but he was known through, you know, the guitar world as an incredible player. I know he had a ton of these how to play like Alan Holdsworth, you know, his type of music, but he passed away this week. Actually, it was about 2 days ago, I think it was. And,
but of course,
by the time
this episode gets watched, it will be like a week and a half ago.
Right.
That's true, yeah.
And also, too, Autograph's original drummer died. That was confirmed
that well,
by
yeah.
the singer.
That's it. I knew somebody else died.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Yeah, so, yeah, it's, like I said, it's going to be one of the situations where they're, you know, fortunately, they're dropping like flies, but, you know.
We haven't lost near as many as we did in 2016 by this time.
No shit.
No shit.
Yeah, it's
speak for yourself. Yeah, don't speak too soon, man. Who knows what'll happen?
Keith Richards is going, ha ha!
Bastards, I scout. And I'm a pirate.
He's not a pirate, but he played one in a movie.
I know the Reaper. I punched him in the eye. Blacked his eye, son of a bitch.
What the hell got kicked out?
So anyway, all right, so what we're going to do is we did this here a few weeks ago. We did the, because Gene Simmons is out on his powerful and attractive tour. And
he called it that.
He should have, and did this too.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been good. But anyway, we made up a song, set list, a dream set list, what he should be playing for that 15-song set list. So, and then, of course, you know, Paul's out doing his Soul Station. I got that right, didn't I?
Yes.
You know what?
There's a few shows, not a lot.
I'd like to see Paul, but I really don't care to see him doing that kind of shit, to be honest. I would like to see Paul go do a tour like what Gene's doing. So what we're saying is, if Paul did that, what 15 songs would we like to hear? So this is where this show is going to be. It's
15?
The...
I got more than that, dude.
Well, actually...
No, I thought we decided 16 on Paul. So we got 16.
Okay, 16, whatever. I got 15.
Well, that works out because there's one song that I missed that I can throw in there.
There
now.
You go. Throw it in there.
I'm tapping my thing. I'm sorry.
We text too much. You got to scroll back for like 400
I know. It's like
text messages to get between, to what the damn episode
between,
was about.
Between memes of doctors getting beat up on planes and dick Jeez, jokes. So
all day my phone just sits in my office.
Bill's battery runs down from all the vibration.
It does.
I can't check my phone like, but every 2 hours, and sometimes I get there, it's like, oh, I got 26 messages. Yep. And it's nothing. It's just you two going,
yes, no,
yeah,
yes,
no, yeah, yeah, no, yeah. You're a dick.
The funniest all right, one,
so anyway,
the funniest right, one though, ever was the time so, that you were trying to watch that video on your phone, and me and Bill kept texting. You're like, God damn you fuckers.
Ain't nothing worse than trying to fucking watch something and like phone's fucking it's rolling off the table number one and then the shit keeps popping up. Alan says something, you know, Bill says something. I'm like, God damn it. So anyway, who wants to go first on this?
I'll go first.
All right, Alan.
Excellent.
I would start my Paul Stanley concert out with the song Room Service. And not that bullshit fake recorded, oh, really, we recorded this in the 70s. But why is Paul's 1990s voice on the Room Service? On You Wanted the Best, You Got the Best. But seriously, I would start my show out with Room Service and segue straight into Take Me. Excuse me. Then after that, you know, let Paul do some of his stage rap, jump into Wouldn't You Like to Know Me off the solo album.
Right.
Which I learned to play that one for that Kiss Expo, but we ended up not playing it live because we followed that up with All American Man, which there is those are my two Bob Kulick songs in this list. I think actually there's one more Bob Kulick song, but that's a little bit later on. We got follow up All American Man and slow it down a little bit with Got to Choose and Coming Home, and then pick things up with Anything for My Baby, jump into King of the Nighttime World. Let's see. I'm going to pick a song off of the Killers album. And I think I would pick Nowhere to Run off of that one.
It's a good album.
I forgot about that album.
If you just scroll through Wikipedia, it doesn't show up in the studio albums.
No, I actually
you know,
have the
So you album. Miss Double Platinum, you miss that, you miss Smashes. Yeah. You know, but.
You don't miss Smashes, though.
Yeah, I don't. I've really don't.
No.
You don't miss it at all.
Yeah. Did I say
the two, the two songs
yet?
On there are horrible. What is that the, it? Are you done?
No, I'm not done.
Sex and
oh, wow.
Anyway. No, yes. Smashes and Thrashes has Let's Put the X and Sex and Rock right. Hard, which is the...
Rock,
the
yeah. Those are terrible songs.
I don't mind those songs, but the videos are awful.
Oh, they're just fucking horrible. Yeah. No, it's just horrible.
Yeah. The songs aren't bad to listen to, but unfortunately, if you've seen the video, you can't, like, unsee the video when you're watching, because it's bad.
Yeah. They glow, and it's
bad.
It's bad. Yeah.
I see it right now. Stop.
All right, sorry. Alan, get back to your set list, Alan.
Oh, please.
All right, now, after we're done with, what I said, Nowhere to Run, we're going to jump into Slow It Down Again, maybe go acoustic for a song, do Sure Know Something, Follow that up with Magic Touch. He did Magic Touch and A Million to One, which I've got those two side by side in this list. He's done those on both of his, well, no, I don't think he did it on his 89 tour. But on his 2000, was it 2006 that he did that solo tour with?
That was the Live to Win tour.
The Live to Win tour, yeah. He did A Million to One and Magic Touch, and those are both just fantastic songs.
They are good. They are good.
I'm in that DVD, by the way.
Yeah, we could see.
Are you actually on it?
White
Can you actually see you?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to look at it closer. Yeah. Do you know what song it's on?
I have it written down on the CD, I think.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Paul's doing a magic touch on Bill.
It's not very long, but it's in there. You have to slow it down. Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah, whatever. That's right. Sophomores. Right there.
This is the Sexcapade show. We gotta get back.
Okay. Right. After we're
what
done,
number,
with,
what number are you on? Still on your rental off like 275.
After
like the whole catalog.
Shut up, Dennis. I'm gonna drive over to your house. I'm gonna pee in your yard.
Please do. I'll mark it for you because I got a bunch of shit I gotta get rid of. Chickweed. You see chickweed pee on it.
There you go. After A Million to One, we're going to jump into Who Wants to Be Lonely. And as a bonus, Bruce Kulick's going to come on stage and play that song with Paul because, in my opinion, that was Bruce's shining moment with a lead guitar on a Kiss studio recording.
That was a good record, solo.
Then we're going to follow Who Wants to Be Lonely with Turn on the Night. The band's going to walk off stage and do that encore bullshit.
Right.
And they're going to come back on stage and they're going to close with I Stole Your Love and Flaming Youth.
How many songs was that?
That was
675 songs.
There was like a gazillion songs.
Hey, everybody, just be quiet for a minute. Read the list again, please.
Yeah. Room Service, Take Me, Wouldn't You Like to Know Me, All American Man, Got to Choose, Coming Home, Anything for My Baby, King of the Nighttime World, Sure Know Something, Magic Touch, Nowhere to Run, A Million to One, Who Wants to Be Lonely, Turn on the Night, I Stole Your Love, and Flaming Youth.
Well, that's cool. No, I mean I didn't think
forever.
It was 16. It just I lost the number. I lost all the songs. I couldn't remember all the songs.
I never officially counted.
I lost the song titles, and there was like so much conversation, I forgot what you said. So that's a great set list.
It is a good set list. And if you will, please send that to me. Actually, you have Spotify, so you can make your own list.
Yes.
Mine will be up tonight. I've got it already on there. It's just marked as a different set list, and it's actually not been sent out.
It's private. Just say it's marked as a private set list playlist.
Oh, no. I even wrote it up weird so you couldn't figure it out if you could see it for some reason. So. Anyway.
Well, I'm not paying $10 for Spotify, so I don't care if you put mine on there or not. Send it to you, but I don't give a shit. That annoys the daylights out of me. I tried to listen to the Idle Threat the other day, and I couldn't because
you don't pay for it. I'm not paying for that bullshit.
I can listen to that stuff for free. I ain't doing it. Right. I already pay for iTunes. I already pay for Amazon. I ain't paying for Spotify. Bungholes. All right. I'm just out raping you.
But you can listen to a playlist if you can listen to my playlist, right?
I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is I put an Idle Threat. It showed them on there, and I'm like, oh, Idle Threat's going to play. And they played Kesha. And I'm like, what the hell? How did that happen? Because they finally played an Idle Threat song, and it didn't sound anything like Kesha. So I couldn't figure out how they were even in the same thing. So it made no sense.
Since you're all
rant over.
Since you're ranting up, won't you be the next one?
Okay, so because there's only this is the only time he could probably do this song, we're going to start off with Black Stage, Curtain Over the Stage, and a little the beginning of Heaven's on Fire from Behind the Stage, and Stage drops, the little explosion thing going off, and we go into Heaven's on Fire.
I'm glad you threw the explosion.
He's like, going,
Well, it's got to be first, because it can't be last.
Right.
So we're going with that first.
All right.
Then we're going to Making Love. And then we're going to get some Strutter in there. So I'm trying to mix it up a little bit. One of my favorite Kiss songs from the 80s is Get All You Can Take off Animalize. So I picked that as the next song. Right. Then we're going to do a little acoustic thing. So that's four songs that are pretty upbeat. slow it down a little bit, a little acoustic set of Shandy, one of my favorite songs too that I like. And that will go into the acoustic beginning of Rock Bottom.
That was almost on my list. I was really close.
And then from there, we're going to get a little darker and go into Jungle, which if it's my set list, you're playing something off Carnival of Souls, whether you like it or not, you bastard.
Yes.
There you go. Arr, my set list. From there, we're going to go to Take It Off, Off Revenge, Lick It Up. And we're going to go
Take It Off, Lick It Up. sound like you're correcting something here.
I'm sure there'll be a Paul Stanley stage rap in there somewhere.
what are you going to do next? You're taking it off. You're licking it up. What are you going
to
do next?
Going to the doctor's office to get himself checked out.
No. It's going to be a ballad forever.
Oh, he's going to do it forever. There
he's
you go.
Lick so it up forever.
Yep. I was thinking where you were going with that.
Then we're going to get to Hotter Than Hell, Love in Chains off the Paul Stanley solo album, Sure Know Something, not the acoustic version, I Still Love You, and that will be the end of the regular set list. Right. Then we're going to come back with my favorite Kiss song, Do You Love Me?
Right.
Period.
You were going to play that one.
They play that song every time I see them, and when they don't, I get very mad.
Right.
And we're going to end it with Wouldn't You Like to Know Me?
Yeah.
Oh, solo album.
There you go.
There you go.
That is an acceptable set list.
I appreciate that. If it wasn't, I don't really care.
It's a good set list. I mean, like I said, unfortunately, the Paul Stanley set list has a lot more options than the Gene Simmons set list. You know, that's the thing. I mean, it is a tough
get done, list. We'll talk about the stuff that we didn't put on the set list.
So here, we could do that. So you ready for the best list?
Well, the now, best list came first.
This best list is actually my list, and it's probably going to be the worst list.
Wait, before you go.
Okay.
We only had one song that was the same.
What did y'all like know me?
Yeah.
Oh, we had two then. Sure Know Something.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Two.
Yeah.
Dude, out of the whole list, that's pretty darn good, man.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna be surprised again because it's gonna happen again. Now, my list has a theme because being Paul Stanley, here's the way this show is gonna start out. Now,
there is your reality show. Being Paul Stanley.
There you go. Being Paul Stanley.
Wow.
I'd like to see that, actually. I'd watch that. Because you know he's not going to be shticking like Steve.
Own shtick.
He does.
Right. But I'm saying it will be...
Every morning at Starbucks.
You know what's interesting? Sometimes I come into Starbucks and I have a latte venti.
I go in and I go,
hello, people!
Your voices going? Have you before I get started, have you ever seen the band The Paul Stanleys?
And that video love The Paul Stanleys.
They're going, I want a french fry.
I love that video.
And I want a Diet Coke.
That is funny. People,
you know what I want?
That is funny as hell. I'm going to have to look that up tonight.
Go on to YouTube and find, and we'll have to find it. We'll post it on our page because it is probably one of the funniest videos you'll ever watch.
We probably won't because by the time we remember to do it, this episode's coming out in like a week and a half, so we will have forgotten.
But anyway,
so just go ahead and look it up.
It is.
Not lick it up, look it up.
Look it up.
All right, look so anyway, I am a very big stickler for
You're
Full
a
Out.
Very big stick, you got that right.
All right. Can you let me, okay, look. Now, I went and seen Styx down in Evansville.
Sorry.
I'm gonna steal some Styx stage things that they had. I wanted to go into the venue, and I want it to be dark, and there'll be a video screen. And on this video screen, all of a sudden you see this, like, 13-year-old kid with a bowl cut. You know, it's back in the 70s. And the kid goes, you know, comes in his room, pulls out the Paul Stanley solo album, puts it on the record player, puts it down. You hear the... And then for the next... few songs, you're going to see the Paul Stanley thing, but basically he's going to come and play his solo album in its entirety. because that's never been done. And that solo album needs to be played in its entirety. So you're going to sit there. He's going to come out, of course, with Tonight You Belong to Me. He's going to do Move On into Ain't Quite Right. Wouldn't You Like to Know Me? Take Me Away, Together as One. It's All Right. Hold Me, Touch Me. Love in Chains. And Goodbye. I want to hear that song. I want to hear that album played in its entirety. And I think that would be the coolest shit ever. Because like I said, Styx did that with some other albums. You know, they did it with the Pieces of Eight. You know, like I said, you're getting some cuts here that, I mean, the thing is I've heard Paul Stanley sing every song that we've talked about tonight a thousand times. If this is a Paul Stanley solo show and at his age, I want to see something that I've never seen before. So number one, it would be it's that record in its entirety. And at the very end of Goodbye, you know, you see the kid put the record back in the folder and sitting it back in there. Then at that point,
That would be really cool. That really would.
That's what I'm saying. That's cool. So, from there.
We have to tag Paul Stanley on this.
Yeah.
Oh, I will.
So anyway, from there, I just picked songs that
I already did.
Yeah. From there, once after Goodbye, I was like going, because I was like thinking, I almost wanted to put the album at the end because Goodbye would be the last song. But the thing was, Styx did the same thing. They played those records in their entirety. Then they played, you know, the hits at the end, just kind of whatever. So what I did was, okay, so we go there. So after Goodbye, it's going to be like just a tad of a, probably an intermission, you know, to get, you know, things all back, because they're going to slam through this album like it was the album. He's going to come out singing Tomorrow. I like that song. That's off of Unmasked. I think that's a cool song. We've never heard it before. Once again, that's why I like that. Then we're going to get Danger from Creatures. And then I just love Creatures so much. Keep It Coming. I mean, I don't know if he can sing it. I mean, it's one of those, this is a wish list. So yeah. It's like, what?
We got the same problem. I mean,
and then it's going to be Jungle. Actually, no, I'm going to take that back. I was going to switch this earlier and I forgot. We're going to take a quick. No, we're going to leave it. We're going to do Jungle off of. And you had Jungle, wasn't it? Off there. I almost had Rain, too. And that was another. That's when I had. Then we're going to clear the stage, or not going to clear the stage, but we're going to bring on a 4-to-6-piece ensemble. And we're going to do. You know, like a little quartet or sextet, whatever. And they're going to do their best to do Odyssey. I want him to sing Odyssey. I knew you were going to do that. That would be the coolest shit ever. And then after that, after
this
Odyssey.
This will be when Bill goes to take a pee break.
Well, and then after that, his final song for the night will be All American Man. Because he is the all-American man.
Bill, I don't think he would. I think that it would just be like...
It would be kind of interesting to see how that one... that's actually my favorite song off of the Elder. And I just... Because it's so... And it actually is kind of like his Phantom of the Opera type stuff that he did that I was intrigued by also.
I would much rather see him do Music of the Night from Phantom of the Opera than anything off of the Elder.
But but that's going to be the closest thing he's going to do to Phantom of the Opera is the Odyssey. I like that song. I like the lyrics of the song. I think it's, and I think if you got it into a situation where it was a small orchestra, you know, make it as small as you can, but get the nuances. You don't have to be the full, you know, blown thing like they have on the album, but pick up the parts that really, you know, stand out. I knew you were just going to flip
it's
out.
Okay.
That's just the way it is. I mean, I wanted to add that song. But I was actually going to, originally today, I was going to switch Jungle and Odyssey to keep it rocking to where you have Jungle coming back out of that and then go into All American Man. But my whole thing was I wanted to see the Paul Stanley album played
in its
entirety. I think that would be the coolest shit ever. Then after that, you know, after he plays that whole album, he could play any of the songs that you, me, Alan picked, and it would still be a great night. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
But I that solo album is probably the best. That album there could have been a Kiss album. Basically, just take put all four faces on it. It would have been a great Kiss album.
Was the Paul Stanley album was the closest to a Kiss album.
It was, and I'm saying that would have been, you know, maybe have Gene sing, you know, whatever hell, like Love and Chains or something. I don't know. But anyway, you know what I'm saying, though. No. But it was a good album. But I would like to see that played in its entirety. So that's
trying to think. He did three or four songs off that, I think, on the Live to Win tour. But I think there were a few.
He's done Goodbye. He did Goodbye.
He did that. He did.
And he did.
I thought he did Wouldn't You Like to Know Me.
He did Wouldn't You Like to Know Me.
He did Move On.
Oh, Move On. Yep.
Move On was the other one.
Well, Move On would be one of my honorable mentions.
Right.
Yeah. But so those are three pretty good set lists.
They're completely different. And that, which is surprising. It's surprising.
So in all of those, what, 33 songs?
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah. No, that's not right.
Well, no, it'd be 30. 38. Well,
38 songs. Oh, shit. No, 16 times 45
plus 48. Yeah.
48. In those 48 songs, God, we suck. In those 48 songs,
we suck at comedy and math.
There were two. What, three songs that matched?
Well, there was a few out of 48. Jungle.
You and I had Jungle, Dennis, and then Alan and I had.
You also had one off the solo.
Wouldn't You Like to Know Me? Oh, that's true. Wouldn't You Like to? Yeah. So that's not bad, man. That's really pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But it's a much bigger catalog.
Bill, what were some of your honorable mentions?
So some of my honorable mentions were
honorable
Bulletproof off Live to Win. I like that song.
Yeah, I did that album.
And then I had Lift as well, but I scratched both those pretty quickly. I had King of the Nighttime World that I scratched. I had Crazy Nights. I do like Crazy Nights. I think it's a cool song. I had Room Service, and I had A Million to One. And Take Me. So, Alan, you and I had, if I'd rearranged this, man, we'd have been on. And I went kind of out on a ledge, and I actually picked Shout Mercy.
Cool.
See, I had nothing off.
Because I like that song. I don't like a lot of that. I mean, a lot of those last two albums, but I like that song.
Right.
It's kind of bluesy, and it's kind of got a swing to it, and I kind of like it. It's cool.
Alan, would you have spare?
I really didn't have that many honorable. But
you said you had 15 off the bat.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Well, it was funny because I just went through all their albums and I picked and I counted to see how many I had. I was like, man, I nailed that.
I actually just wrote them down.
But my honorable mentions would be Move On, Thrills in the Night, Master and Slave.
Right.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That was the other one. Yeah, I knew. Both of you guys had a song in your playlist that would have been an honorable mention.
I would like to hear that song live with a kick-ass band because I think it would be a good song if they jazzed it.
It's a great
song. It is. And if they rocked balls a little bit on it, I think it would be awesome too. So
yeah,
that was another one. So yeah, I had. I was just kind of going through. I really didn't. Rock Bottom was one that you had mentioned that was one that I thought about. Love Her All I Can. Like I said, I love, you know, Dressed to Kill. So there was any song off Dressed to Kill, and in the same way with Rock and Roll Over, there was, you know, Take Me, and there was a bunch. The thing was, as I got to the point, was after I did the solo album, you know, that burned up, you know, 3/4 of my list right there. So all I had was a few. That's what got me to thinking of, you know what, if I wanted to make this a really fantasy list, I'm not going to pick the ones that everybody picks. That's why I picked two off of you know, the ones off of Creatures. I had Rain at one point. I had that one on there, and I had, you know, Jungle. Actually, the other one, what was the one that he wrote for his son that's on,
Live to Win.
No.
Psycho Circus.
Stop, you're killing me. Off of You know where Rain and we got Jungle off
that's
of
Carnival of Souls.
What was it? Not what was the song that he wrote for Evan? He wrote a song off there that was a ballad. That's actually I thought it was a really cool song, and I actually almost stole it on there. I'm like, oh no, I don't want to be a whole because you know I always put a lot of songs from that album on stuff. But like I said, with Paul Stanley, you can't go wrong. There's so many good songs that he's done over the years. It's just tough to pick the you know.
Yeah.
It'd be like if we did a Peter Criss thing. It'd be like, can we get 15?
Oh my God.
I don't think he recorded that. If you include his entire solo album.
Well, I'm saying you have to go to solo albums and all that shit. You know?
Are you talking about Childhood's End?
Yeah, no, that's a Gene song.
Oh, that is a Gene song. It never goes away.
I will be there. Yeah, I will be there. That's it.
Yeah.
I always thought that was kind of cool. That was kind of a neat song. But I figured really Odyssey was so slow and so weird. I'm sorry. I'm going to add something from The Elder because I like that album. Sorry.
God.
If we're adding something from The Elder, the very first song.
Right. I like that too.
That would be the one that I would add. Was that Fanfare?
I would add I'm just a boy so that I could just vomit and get over with.
I don't song. That's the worst song on the album. Actually, Mr. Black or the Blackwell or whatever.
That's a Gene song.
That's terrible. Terrible.
Actually, if I would listen to anything, I'd listen to that song.
You know, that's another thing we got to come up with. We got to come up with the 10 worst
Kiss songs.
Kiss songs at some point.
Yeah, you know, and we could
Torpedo Girl's going to be in there.
You know, what are the 10 worst hair metal songs in our opinion? There's some songs that got a great gig and just horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, did it really well.
Horrible.
I could think of a few Guns N' Roses songs.
Oh, I you know which one I'm going to pick.
Sweet the sign said everybody. I thought you were talking Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah. No. That's I will fucking. I'll turn into fucking Hulk or something at that point.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, that was great. And it was kind of interesting that we didn't all just jump all over everybody. We didn't have like the same shit. That was kind of cool. We all kind of went a different direction.
You know,
like
I would say
with a Paul song, you can't go wrong. So we all had a good lift, really.
When I went to see Paul in that Live to Win thing, I mean, I wanted to go to that because that might be. I felt that was my only chance to get to see him on a solo tour,
right?
And period. And I didn't know. You know, you never know what was going to happen. And it was cool. I mean, it was neat. And you know, Even our set list, you know, I didn't miss No Love Gun. I didn't miss No Detroit Rock City. I didn't miss No Rock and Roll All Night. I didn't miss it. I don't care about it. I've heard it. Done. Move on.
Alan, how much did your friend pay you to wear that T-shirt tonight? you've been like, look at me.
Well, it was curled up under my man boobs. I had to stretch it out.
I was watching you stretch it out.
For a while it said,
For a while it was Arabic. I had to fix that. Don't want anybody to think I'm an ISIS or anything.
ISIS don't take fat bald guys, I don't think, do they?
If I agreed to be a suicide bomber, they probably wouldn't care.
Like, oh, you like to wear a bomb?
Yeah. You really?
You gotta stop. No, we're good. Alright, anyway.
So I gotta get a shout out. I got a text message just a second ago. So a buddy of mine, Justin McKay, when Kiss was in, I think this is in Indy, Kiss and Def Leppard, when they did the co-headlining show, they did. I think that was when they did the ice challenge, challenge or whatever.
Right.
So one of the guys on the stage, and I got a picture here. If you guys can see it, this dude right here in the blue shirt.
Yeah.
Standing next to Phil, between Ryan and Paul. I don't know. Can you see it? Is it blurry? He just passed away.
Oh,
his name's Rich, and he just died from ALS. Oh. So, he was in a band called Stingray for for years.
Really?
And it's a band up in the Indy area, must be. So anyway, I just want to give a shout out. That's kind of not a good way to end the show, but that's kind of cool.
But I tell you what, though, they raised a shitload of money for ALS.
They did.
And they said that there was actually they're learning a lot more. I mean, with the money that they raised, and they had to do more research, that they've come, I guess, come up with some other stuff now that maybe can help.
You know, the one thing you can say about Kiss, and people give them crap for a lot of stuff and about going out on tour and the reunion, this is going to be the last show, whatever. You know, they do a lot of stuff for veterans and giving money back to, you know, at the end of shows and the tour they did last summer where they, you know, people say, well, they give a dollar to each thing. And, well, you know what? It's a buck. It's a buck more than anybody else, than a lot of other people are giving them. And, you know, they're giving a roadie job to a veteran, and I think that's cool as hell. So, I like that stuff.
Kudos to Kiss.
Kudos to the boys. They do a good job. All right.
Well, anyway, good job on the list this week. I think we did a good job. Next week will be
our special guest.
Yes.
I got a message from him today.
Oh, yeah. What'd he say?
He sent me a message and, you know, he wanted to let me know that he had been on another podcast and he got our name wrong, but he corrected it. You know, I thought we're pretty laid back. We don't care about things like that. Right. We're glad to have you on the show.
Did he say?
He called us Ages of Rock or Rock of Ages instead of Ages of Rock.
That's okay. We can't get it right.
Why should anybody else?
If you get the three words in any order, that's fine. You know, like the of Rock Ages. We're fine with that. You know?
But he also told me that he thought it was cool that I kind of acted mysterious about his name. He thought that was pretty funny. I meant to forward you guys that email earlier, and I forgot.
That's good. I hadn't seen it. So anyway, are we gonna mention? We're not gonna mention the topic. He has a topic.
You know, that'll be next week.
And I got it all squared away, so it's gonna be cool.
Sonny's doing a couple of different things. I saw that he had signed up
for the mystery.
What are you doing?
No, I think I mentioned his first name last time.
I think we talked about his name last week. We didn't say his last name.
Right.
Okay. But anyway.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah. Anyway, he did come up with the topic, and I have did a lot of research. I'm going to have to cheat a little bit on this one, but I'm going to go with what I got, so we'll be good.
All right, we'll be
fine.
He's got
his list ready to go.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's ready.
I'll get my list ready on Sunday. Why do it early when you can wait till the last minute?
All right, so here's what a good host does.
Yeah. I put the pro in procrastinator.
There you go.
Oh, real quick. Hey, real quick. Well, since I'm hosting.
Here's what a good host does. Squirrel.
Get ready. No, here's what a good host does. Here's what I'm getting ready to do at my house. I'm going to do, because I show my guitars and stuff. I'm going to go digital on my recording. Got me a Ultra Grain tube preamplifier. And Alan got me hooked up with this here. It's the Scarlett Focusrite thing to plug my shit in to go to
the bobber thing.
It's called a recording interface, Dennis.
I've worked on a Yamaha workstation. Actually, this is going to go on eBay here really soon. But I've worked with this thing for many years recording. And it's a pain in the dick to use. I've actually...
Well, that's because you're not supposed to use your dick to record.
Well, I try to do the Tommy Lee. I use it, like, you know, honk the horn. But the difference
between you and Tommy Lee is about 8 inches.
Well, the problem is the fact that even to put the name of the song in takes 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because you got that spin thing, and it's like, Roddy, we were talking about that last night. Rod goes, people are going... Why are the names of your songs so short? Because we don't have time to put the fucking letters in. This is like...
Yeah. I had to Zoom HD 16. It was the same way.
Oh, and it wastes so much time. I mean, it's a good machine. Don't get me wrong. It makes actually really good recordings.
Yeah.
It's just a pain in the ass. And we can't remember how to do this. So I've got the manual in my drawer here, and I have to pull the manual out. I actually have notes written in there going, push the enter button, you dickhead. Because we always forget the same thing every time. It's like going, because we don't do it every day. It's like you use it like once a year, and it's like, how did we do that last time?
Yeah.
But anyway, here's what a good host does. Instead of screwing up all the tags and everything.
He wrote them down.
No, Alan, take us out of here.
Oh. I thought Dennis was going to say he had him written on little notes all around his computer.
I thought about
I ain't got time to do that shit. You know all this stuff. Alan, yeah. Take us out of here.
Check us out on agesofrock.com. Hit our Twitter link, Ages of Rock's Facebook link, Ages of Rock on Stitcher Radio, and all that other good shit.
Yes. So anyway, everybody, have a fucking week.
Have a good week.
See you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Bye. Later.
Hey,
bye.
Bop, bop, bop.
Peace out, y'all. Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.